of glorious rewards. The scripture goes on to list faithful people who suffered mocking and flogging, and even chains and imprisonment, were stoned to death, sawn in two, killed by the sword, went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, persecuted, tormented, wandered in deserts and mountains, and lived in caves and holes in the ground. Therefore, it's safe to say, faith is not a ticket to worldly prosperity. And worldly prosperity is not a sign of faith or lack of faith. Remember, faith is not based on what we see. Our faith is based on Jesus. Jesus has already won the race. Jesus has already experienced more pain and unfair persecution than any of us ever will. Jesus has finished the race. With Jesus as our example, we will persevere and finish as well. And Jesus has given us to each other for support. An even better way to finish a marathon is by team. It's very difficult to be competitive in a 26.2-mile race. It's much easier to compete as one of four who run approximately 10K, 10,000 meters each. Few people, if anyone, can run 26 miles at the same pace as they can run 6 miles. As a team, the baton, or in Olympic opening ceremonies, a torch is passed from runner to runner. That way, a single baton or torch travels the entire distance of the race. The image of a race and of a shared race or relay is a good image for faith. Faith is better when shared in mutual support. We receive the torch from those who've run before us, and we pass the torch to those who will run after us. The scripture for today ends with Jesus. The scripture calls Jesus the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. Jesus is the example of perfect faith. Even when enduring suffering and doubt, such as when he said from the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus relied on God's plan. The result is Jesus sitting at the right hand of God in heaven. We're not Jesus, but we're called to respond to God's calling in faith, following Jesus' example. We are to run with perseverance in the race that is set before us. Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, has passed the torch to us. It's up to us to pass the torch to others. Amen.